Well, Iran's interior minister has blasted the U.S. and Israel for their meddlesome reactions to protest rallies in some Iranian cities. Abdulrazzaq Rahmani Fazli said enemies of the Islamic Republic are pretending to support the Iranian nation, but they have no real understanding of the people in Iran. Rahmani Fazli also vowed to confront any attempts to undermine the country's security. U.S. President Donald Trump has taken to Twitter twice over the past few days, making remarks about recent protests against economic conditions in Iran. Two Israeli ministers have also used Twitter to echo Trump and express support for the protesters. The demonstrators in the capital, Tehran, and other cities are angry at unemployment and are calling for improved economic conditions. Publisher and editor of Politics First, Mr. Marcus Papadopoulos, joins us now from London. Mr. Papadopoulos, welcome to the program. As ever opportunistic as they are, the United States and officials from the Israeli regime were quick to make remarks about the protests taking place in Iran. Give us your thoughts on that.
Let me state, first of all, that American-backed subversion in Iran has long been the most realistic threat to the national security of Iran and to the independence and sovereignty of Iran. Now, do I believe that the hand of America is involved in these protests in Iran? Yes, I do believe that. Why? Because ever since the overthrow of the Shah, ever since the Islamic Revolution, the Americans have made it very clear, privately and sometimes publicly, that they seek to turn Iran into a vassal state, of America. And also, we have heard Donald Trump and other American politicians, but also American mainstream journalists, showing support to the protesters in Iran. And that is extremely disconcerting. And I believe that the subversion threat in Iran, backed by the Americans, is all the more potent because of Donald Trump. Let me also say this to the protesters. Are there problems in Iran? Yes, there are. But there are problems globally. I want to say to these protesters, to the genuine protesters in Iran who are concerned about poverty in Iran, please don't think that there's no poverty in the West. In Britain, my country, there are 14 million people living in poverty. In America, there are 43 million people living in poverty. It should also be said that in Russia, poverty rates are increasing, something that was unheard of in Soviet times. So I do believe that there are some sincere protesters in Iran who do not want foreign intervention in their country, but they want something to be done about the poverty. But there are others, of course, who are following the orders of the Americans and, of course, the Saudis. But to those genuine protesters, and I believe they are the tiny minority, to those genuine protesters, yes, there is poverty in Iran, but there is poverty across the world. That is indicative of the economic system that is prevalent in the world today.
All right, thank you very much, publisher and editor of Politics First, Mr. Marcus Papadopoulos, joining us from London.